All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, there's no way he can meet my family. Right now, though, the nephew is up.
What's wrong, Matt?
with today's prank phone call. Or I'm going to let you know, Jay. Nephew's here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Well, Shirley, you know, there comes a time when you know you're going to pass away. But the church has this thing called Make-A-Wish Ministry. And you can call the church, and sometimes they will try to fill that void. They will fill that wish that you have. They will grant you that wish. This is Make-A-Wish Ministry. Come on, Kat.
New Baptist, this is Terrence. May I help you, please?
Brother Terrence?
Yeah.
How you doing? I got your number. You with the, over the church, you with the Make-A-Wish Ministry?
Yes, I am. I may help you.
Well, listen, I'm terminally ill, brother Terrence, and I don't, you know, as far as what the doctors tell me, it could be 6 months or another year, but I know my time here is definitely limited, you know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we're definitely here to help you out with whatever you need or whatever we can help you with. So, what can we do for you?
Well, you know, I truly believe that sometimes people have, you know, I've seen one of them old movies they got where they got a bucket list or whatever they call it, you know, and people trying to do things before they leave here. I guess I'm just sitting around trying to figure out what I could do and what I wanted to do before I left this world and went on to what he has for me next. I don't believe in doing anything unless it's prayed on first.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind, maybe you can, you know, before I even tell you my wish, we pray that the wish will come true. You mind doing anything like that?
Oh, no, I don't mind praying. That's what we're here for. Bow your head with me.
Yes, sir.
Is your head bowed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
Father God, we come to you in the humblest way we know how.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask you to touch this young man in every which way he hurt. And then we ask you to deliver him for whatever is going on with him and let him know that we, the church, is here to help him with whatever his needs is in his last days. In Jesus' name I pray, say amen with me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's going to do it. He's
amen.
Gonna do it.
Amen.
Now, are you a member of the church here of New?
Well, I was a member. I still consider myself a member. It's just been quite some time, probably over a year and a half, 2 years, since I've been able to come, you know, due to my illness. But definitely I was a member there.
Well, that's all right. We're not worried about all that. We're just here to take care of your last and final wish. That's what our ministry is for. You know, we helps people with anything they need, you know, like
when people call and want things, what all of y'all helped them with?
Well, we've helped them with their rent, take them to the store, help them with a utility bill, come out and cut the grass, anything like that they just can't do. Take them to the doctor's appointment, anything we'd like to help them with, we do exactly that.
Okay, well, I pretty much got those things taken care of. I think what I'd like to do between you and myself, Brother Tanner, I've never told anyone what I'm about to tell you. I've never been with a woman before. I'm 38, but I've never been with a woman.
Well, I guess that might be a blessing. You might be pure. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, but sometimes, you know, I guess before I leave, I guess that's a desire that I have. And what I wanted to ask you was, there is a lady there at the church. And before I leave, I think that's the woman that I would actually like to be with.
Well, I don't know if Make-A-Wish Ministry can support that kind of stuff, but go ahead, let me hear.
Okay, the lady that I'm actually interested in actually she works at the church too.
Oh, really?
Well, now she's kind of a tall one. She's about 5'9", and she's probably about a size 8. beautiful long legs, man, and sandy type of hair, sandy color, sandy brown, man, and I mean she looked like caramel.
Hold on a minute. What's her name?
I think her name Linda.
Now, hold on. That's my wife. What you mean? Go ahead, say it.
Wait. Linda's your wife?
Yeah, that's my wife. You sorry as okay. What do you mean?
Talk. Listen, y'all are a ministry. Now, if y'all supposed to be taking care of people on Make-A-Wish and taking care of what they want before they leave this world, if that's my wish, what is the problem?
Listen here, you done crossed every line there was about this ministry, so I don't give a damn about it no more. You talking about sleeping with my wife. If I see you, I'm going to do something to you. They ain't going to even be able to recognize you. So what the you talking about messing with my wife, son of a...
I'll call Miss Linda myself and see if she don't have a problem with helping me make my wish come true.
You go right ahead and call, and you won't call nobody else. That'll be the last call you make.
I thought y'all were here to relieve people so they can enjoy themselves before they leave this world.
You talking about sleeping with my wife. Are you crazy?
But if I'm finna leave here, ain't nobody gonna know but you and her.
I don't care if you die. I don't care. You ain't sleeping with my wife, and you fool with her, you probably gonna go ahead and die quicker than you need to.
I thought this was a ministry.
I don't care
now
what you
now you over there telling me about dying. Y'all supposed to be a ministry that helps people before they leave this world.
I don't care what it is, but you talking about sleeping with my wife. You got an illness, but something must be wrong with your brain talking about messing with my wife.
Ain't nobody gonna even know I've been with your wife once. I'm gone. There ain't gonna be but the two of y'all. At least you would have helped me before I left.
No,
here.
I can't help you with nothing. And let me tell you something. I'm not the preacher. I'm not the pastor. I'm not the deacon. I'm not none of them. But if you mess with my wife, you're gonna know who I am. I'm gonna be the undertaker. Do you understand?
I hear what you're saying, but I got one more thing I need to tell you about who I am.
You ask it, you ignorant. To go ahead. Let me hear.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Linda, got me to pray.
No, y'all ain't.
Got me to pray.
You wrong for that. Y'all ain't recording this, is you?
Man, it's recorded every last bit of it.
Lord have mercy. Pastor ain't going to hear this, is
you? Oh, God. I got one more thing to ask
Lord,
you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest,
Ooh.
Radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That might have been a little too far. Yeah. Right?
You think?
Never.
Too much.
The man's
never.
Wife. The man's wife.
Well, you know, it come a time, though, Junior, when you're making a wish. I mean, Junior, the man going to pass away. Ain't nobody going to know. Some people are so selfish in life.
I'm with you, man. They're just hard to please.
I just don't understand selfishness. Let somebody have something that's yours if they ain't going to be here. They finna leave? Come on, man.
That's still
I have
wrong.
No words.
I'm like speechless right now.
You cannot say this, Tommy.
I have no words.
You can't go around saying
How
this.
How could that hurt you if the man woman, is dead? Right.
Carla, some wait, woman finna pass wait. Away. Okay, uh-huh. Carla? Lady uh-huh. finna pass away. Ain't never uh-huh. been with a man before.
Uh-huh.
She probably got, you know, a week on her deathbed. Got a week. Uh-huh. She wants to go on an experience. She asked for Tosh. You ain't gonna let that. Let her have that. Just let her have it.
Boy, have you lost your mind? You talking about my man, my husband. Precious, you're gonna have to die.
All right. You're just gonna die. All right, listen. Thank you, nephew. Oh, God. Coming up
Don't
next.
Thank him,
is,
Shirley.
I know,
Don't
right?
Thank him.
No, thank you, nephew. Coming up next is Strawberry Letters subject. There is no way he can meet my family. We'll get into that right after this.